Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mummer of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mummer of Many. Today I'm Christine. Wow, it's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas, hey? And I am excited, though, to dive into the deep with you, because I believe the Lord has an amazing catch for you in this season right now to help you through, to bring you through. I sense by the word of the Lord, many of his children are feeling tired. They're feeling worn. Oh, some of you are faking it. And the Lord is saying, I believe by the power of his word today, he's going to take you from faking it to faithing it. And he is going to pour fresh strength, fresh power into your life in this hour, that you are going to be making it strong in the days to come. I sense so strongly by the word of the Lord that God is about to strengthen his own, pour in strength today, just as he did to me. Often I sense I walk through things experientially, prophetically. And I now want to release to you an incredible miracle. It didn't feel great when I was going through it, but that I have experienced, and I want to release it to you because I believe that what I experienced, went through experientially, was prophetically a picture of what the Lord wants to do for you, for his children today, for those who are sick, for those who are struggling, for those who feel like you're at breaking points. Oh, I believe by the Spirit of God today, the Lord is going to pour in his fullness. He's literally going to inflate you today with the strength, the power of the Holy Spirit, that you are going to go forward strong. You will be strong by the word of the Lord. You will take fresh courage today by the word of the Lord. So they overcame him, we read in Revelation, by the blood of the Lamb, the precious, powerful, priceless blood of Jesus. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. I'm going to bring a testimony to God's healing, miraculous power over my life today. And I pray that this is going to release God's overcoming power into your life too. And then it goes on, it says, they love not their own natural lives to the death. Why? Because they were about the spiritual life. They're about the eternal life. May we increasingly be focusing our attention on those things which are eternal and not on the temporal right now. But diving into my experience over the last week or so, I knew that I went through and I was going through an extreme spiritual attack. I knew that the devil did not want me to be releasing to you all what I'm about to release today. And the Lord had been pouring into me, say, a word which went out to Ghana, a nation at the center of the earth, a nation that's very dear to my heart, that I've ministered into many's a time and spoken to their parliament and to the leaders there. And they're coming up for their elections this coming week. And the Lord gave me a word. It wasn't an easy word to deliver, but as I released that word, as I sensed prophetically, it was received and it actually went to the leaders of Parliament. God's word, as I've already experienced before previously, can bring transformation to a nation. I believe it is the Lord God. Ask of me and I will give you the nations I was sharing with you last time. That is a promise from God. That is what is released to us. As we rise up in authority, we ask of God for nations to be turned towards him at this time. What we permit is permitted. What we do not permit is not permitted. We must rise up in our God-given authority and release God's purposes on the earth. Without us, God cannot, and he will not. Without God, we cannot. It's a divine partnership. Why? What I'm going to say to you now, you may think, well, how can that be true? God isn't limited. God is only limited by his own word. And God's word, he has actually determined that he would work through us on the earth. So God wants us to partner with him. Without us, God will not. And without God, we cannot. So there is that divine partnering with heaven that God is calling his own to increasingly, that his ecclesia, his church, his called out ones, those called out of the world to represent his kingdom on earth would take our stand. And then God is going to work through us as we ask of him for nations. We're going to see God bring revival. We're going to see governments turn, that the government of God may come to rest upon the governments of man. In my land, in the UK, would you be crying out to God for that wherever you're listening to from? In the USA, in Ghana, I'm asking God for nations. And as I released that word, as I said, for Ghana, it went to the leaders there in the government in Ghana. But I came under extreme attack. I was also fighting in the spirit what the Lord had shown me, that blanket of death, the spirit of death that was seeking to come upon nations and seeking to come upon my nation, the UK, through the assisted death bill that got assent from the first stage just the other week. And as the Lord has poured into me, I'm about to pour out to you. But first of all, my testimony for his glory. A testimony carries legal weight and authority. Testimony is a word of truth. You testify on behalf of one, on behalf of something in a court of law. It carries weight, it carries authority. And that's why I believe it says in the scriptures that they overcame with the word of their testimony. I believe this is going to cause many to overcome too, as I will unpack the word of the Lord and illustrate experientially this word prophetically to you today. Are you ready? Let's dive in. But first of all, let's pray. Father, I bring back to you this word today. I ask by your Holy Spirit, you alone would speak. Have your way, have your say. Take Christine completely out of the way. I thank you for your amazing, dramatic miracle in my life. And I pray, Lord, from your word going forth today, from this testimony for your glory, many will be healed. Many will be saved and delivered out of their adverse situations and from every attack of the enemy. And many will be saved and come to know you as their Lord and Saviour. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So, with all that background of what had been going on in the season here, I'd been going through for the last couple of weeks absolute exhaustion. And it was an effort. Every day was an effort. I'm calling on the joy of the Lord is my strength. But I admit to you, I was struggling physically. And then it went on for a while until I started to get pain across the right-hand side of my back. And after a few days, it then spread from the right-hand side to the left-hand side as well. And it was extremely uncomfortable until I got to Sunday after church, and I was just lying with like a heated blanket around my back. Now, I've never had anything like that before. I started then to feel clammy, temperature, shivery, and then some other symptoms that kicked in. Now, our pastor on that Sunday had given a powerful word on life and peace that Jesus brings, and he'd spoken about our condition not being our position. What a powerful word for every one of you to receive. And I had to live in that word. I thought, my condition, whatever my symptoms are right now, that is not my position. My position in Christ is I'm healed, I'm free, I'm whole of whatever this condition is. The Lord knows, my maker and creator, he can fix it and make it right. And in all honesty, I didn't have time to be laying up and to be ill. And as it went on though, and my hubby had been seeing and watching, a little bit concerned for his wife. Can you see my flashing? The tree over here has just gone psychedelic. If you've got some, wish I could show you the tree. If you've got some flashing lights coming on the screen now, hey, you can tell it is Christmas time. Hey, Jesus is the light of the world. And my hubby then, we got to Monday, and I was getting progressively worse and weaker. And by Tuesday morning, he phoned up, unknown to me, concerned hubby, I was faithing it all the way, and I'm going to show you the words the Lord gave me. He phoned up the doctors, spent over half an hour on the phone, and then was extremely frustrated by the end of it whenever he came up to me in bed and said, I've just spent over half an hour on the phone and I can't get an appointment. Well, I just smiled because I knew God was up to something. The Lord had spoken to me. What I'd sensed God speak to my heart, I was reminded of the scripture in 2 Kings 1 verse 2, where King Ahaziah of Israel, he should have known better. He should have been that child of God who was trusting in the God of Israel, but he took a tumble through the second floor of his palace. And it says, now Ahaziah fell through the lattice of his upper room in Samaria and was sick. So he sent messengers and said to them, go inquire of Beelzebub, the God of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease, injury. Wow, how ridiculous. And I felt like the Lord had impressed on me with my condition. Was I going to put my focus on my condition or on my position in Christ? So I began to take God's word, certain scriptures, just like you would take antibiotics, say, three times a day. I began to take God's promises for healing. And as this all went on, I was mindful in this scripture that there was the King of Israel going off to seek help elsewhere. I made the Lord my first port of call. Seek first the kingdom of God I've been ministering on. Hey, sometimes we've got to really practice what we're preaching. And to seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness. What is his right for our lives? What he wants us to do in every situation. Seek him first. And then all we have need of will be added to us. So I'm trusting all of that to the Lord. And we see with King Ahaziah, very sadly and tragically, what happened was he sends his messengers on to Ekron to seek of Beelzebub, which is, it's actually satanically inspired. Beelzebub, it means God of the flies, God of filth, God of the putrid dirt. And isn't that everything that's of the territory of darkness? We're of the kingdom of light. So I was determined that I was only going to seek my health, my wholeness, my answer, first and foremost, from my God. So we see that then as the messengers went on to find out for the king whether or not he'd be healed of his disease. What is your dis-ease? What is bringing you dis-ease in your life? Is it a pain that you're experiencing right now? Is it a concern or is it a worry? Go to the Lord. There are no answers to be found in this world. Seek him first. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own ways. Don't lean on this world's ways, on our own understanding. We've got to look to him in all our ways, acknowledge him. He will direct our path and he will lead us in his good success. That's what he's got for us. So I want to teach you as I'm sharing this miracle with you, and I want to prophetically release this word to you today. So I'm prophesying, I'm teaching, and I'm preaching, if that's okay with you today. And I believe the Holy Spirit is going to be releasing and going to be doing in your life what only the Holy Spirit can release and do. And that's divine miracles, divine answers, divine increase, favor are coming your way today. Healing, health, and wholeness in Jesus' mighty name. So the messengers got intercepted by Elijah, the prophet. The voice of God comes and he turns the messengers back to Ahaziah with a message to say, is there not a God in Israel? Because you have gone and sought help outside of me, in essence, then this disease you will not recover from. His answer, his miracle would have been found if only he'd have sought the Lord, looked to God. But because he decided to ignore God and to put his trust and faith in the gods, the dead, false deceptions of this world, whatever they are, he paid the ultimate price. And I just felt like the Lord, it reminded me of that scripture, and I was determined to seek him, to look to the Lord for my answer. And I believe that God wants us seeking him and looking to him for the answer in these days, especially when we can find NHS in our UK is stretched, it's struggling, it's failing. That's the National Health Service. I've often said, thank God for the KHS service, the Kingdom Health Service. There's no lack of resource. There is no sickness there. You just take your healing. You take your wholeness. from our king and from his kingdom, as we look to him and we don't, like King Ahaziah, and go off looking for answers from false gods and from making maybe gods out of hospitals, gods out of doctors. Thank God for them, but let's, God alone is the one. Don't put anything else on the pedestal, because you will be very disappointed. Doctors are called practitioners for a reason. Why? Because they're practicing. Often we will put our trust more in practitioners, in their practices and in medical practices, than we will in our kingdom of God and in his practicing his word. I literally, you'll see these highlighted pages on my Bible here, is where I practiced, and I put his word to practice, and I saw his word burst through for me. Our times are in his hands. I didn't get my miracle immediately. Oh, but when I came, I got it dramatically and instantly. So we can read in Daniel, as these symptoms were persisting and I was getting weaker, I read in Daniel 10 in my daily reading. I'm just going to read some of the highlighted verses, which encouraged me, because he was so weak. Some scriptures say he was virtually in a coma. He'd been fasting 21 days. His answer hadn't come whenever he'd hoped and expected it. Have you ever been there with your waiting for your miracle, waiting for that breakthrough for your child, waiting for that financial situation to turn around, waiting for that health miracle, relational miracle, whatever it is? There can sometimes be the waiting time, but the waiting time is never wasted time. And we read, Daniel said in Daniel 9, verse 8, "My strength left me, my face grew deathly pale, and I felt very weak." Now, I was there just over the last week. Verse 10, "Just then a hand touched me." Oh, thank God for the divine hand, the healing hand, the raising up hand of God in every situation, whatever you're facing. "And the man said to me, 'Daniel, you are very precious to God. So listen carefully to what I have to say to you. Stand up, for I have been sent to you.'" And it goes on, verse 12, "Don't be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day you began to pray for understanding, since the first day you began to pray for God's ways, for God's miracles, and to humble yourself before God." Oh, if only King Ahaziah had humbled himself before the God of Israel, his would have been a miraculous turnaround story for the glory of God. Instead, it was a different scenario. Verse 16, "Then the one who looked like a man touched my lips." He was so weak, Daniel could barely speak. That's how far gone his situation was. "And I opened my mouth and I began to speak." I realized through this, and he says, "And I am very weak." We go on to verse 17. "What I saw is the Lord often brings us to the place, just as Daniel was brought to that place of complete dependency on the Lord. I realized, oh Lord, I've been going on my natural strength. Hey, I'm sorry. I need you for everything. I need you for my strength right now. I need you. You're my healing hand. You're my healing touch. I'm believing you, just like you touched Daniel divinely. You can come and you just one touch from you, Jesus, and I'm going to be healed and whole. So that's what I was holding on to. And I pray whatever you're going through, that will be the hand you're reaching out for and you're holding on to as well. Is the hand of breakthrough and miracles. "Then the one who looked like a man touched me again, and I felt my strength returning. 'Don't be afraid,' he said, 'for you are very precious to God. Peace, be encouraged, be strong.'" That was what I held on to. Then I opened my phone from getting that word and I said, "Lord, I'm believing you that you're going to heal me. I'm believing you now that you're going to pour fresh strength into me. I am looking to you. I am trusting in you. I'm trusting in your timings, God. I'm looking to you." And then I opened my phone and what burst out of my phone, literally, very rarely has this ever happened, was a scripture there. "And in my weakness and pain and in my symptoms, it confirmed to me yet again that my condition is not my position. I am healed. I am strengthened. I am strong. I am whole in Jesus' name," as I was to continue to look to the Lord. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 3 in the NCV says, "But the Lord is faithful and will give you strength and will protect you from the evil one. I declare that over you, over your situation, over your family, over your finances, over your health right now. The Lord will strengthen you and will protect you from the evil one. I knew I was under attack. I knew the devil, I was hitting the devil full on. And I knew that my God had overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of my testimony. I got the word of God. I began to testify. Three times a day, I would declare from Isaiah, where it says, he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. Surely the punishment for my peace was placed upon Jesus, and by his wounds I am healed. I began to testify Jesus, and it went deep for me. Oh, I was so thankful. Jesus, he was wounded for my transgressions. That's any sin. When we transgression, is we can trespass. Growing up, there was a green outside some block of flats not far from where we lived. And I used to love going and playing on that green. So did some other kids. And it would have a sign up there, do not trespass. Well, if we got caught, we soon got shooed away, sadly, by some miserable people there. What harm were kids doing playing? But hey, grace, grace. And I'd trespass. And if I kept doing it, they would call the police and I could be in trouble. So there's that covering. God, the blood of Jesus covers us. He was wounded for our trespasses, for any areas that we've trespassed, knowingly or unknowingly, he covers us. He was bruised for our iniquities. Bruise. A bruise goes deep. A bruise is blood that goes right to the very bones. Iniquities are those habitual sins. They are those, if you like, addictions. Things that we just, they're generational sins that we just, that seem to just pass on, and we feel like they've got a hold of us. Every curse is broken through the blood of Jesus and the cross. So I made that. I just know that's the truth. And I began to take that like you take antibiotics, you take your medication three times a day. We don't expect the antibiotics to work immediately, do we? But we seem to want to live in an instantaneous world whenever it comes to God. Well, God, he is eternal. We live in the time realm, so we work within time. Remember, God is outside of time. Thank God that his power, eternity, invades our time. Eternity is in our hearts. And thank God that he does break through and he breaks in, but sometimes we just got to be patient. So as I just kept diligently speaking God's word, knowing that that's his promise, it's bruised for my iniquities, the punishment for my peace. That's my shalom, for your shalom. Your well-being, your health, your wholeness was placed upon Jesus. Your prosperity, that shalom sums up as well. Your completion, your perfection, your salvation, your deliverance, all of that in shalom was placed on Jesus. And by his wounds, I am healed. That's God's authoritative word. That settled it. I knew God was going to do it. Whatever you're facing, may you know that to be true too. Whatever the name is of your condition, diabetes, whatever you've been accepting, you're going to see from this word today, you accept it no longer. The devil is a liar. Jesus wants you living free. Do not accept any life sentence over you. When I was carrying my fifth baby, darling Judah, I was diagnosed with diabetes through pregnancy. And I remember them giving me a little book, and gosh, I had to go on such a... I feel for anybody with that condition. Thank God for our position in Christ. You are healed. You are whole. Jesus has died for you, that you don't need to be suffering with diabetes, with cancers, with all these conditions. Jesus is able to heal and to deliver. And they gave me a little book where I had to record everything and my levels and food every day, my intake. And the book was My Diabetes. Well, I put a cross through that straight away. It wasn't mine. I wasn't owning it. It was passing through in Jesus' mighty name. Didn't matter how the amount of comments I got from doctors whenever they would take my book to have a look at the levels and their crossed out is. And I said, because I'm not accepting this. It doesn't belong to me. It's like the marketing with my Marks and Spencers. Oh, let's make it personal. Well, how we can do that, how the devil can deceive us, that we start to do that with negativity, with sickness. We make it our own. We make past generational things, oh, well, my mum had that. So we own it? No, we disown it because we are of the bloodline of Jesus Christ. We are born again of the Spirit of God because of by the blood of Jesus, and we are now of the bloodline of Jesus Christ. In his bloodline is perfect health and wholeness. Life is in the blood. Whose bloodline are you trusting in? Your family bloodline, which is sinful, corrupt, filthy, decaying? Or are you trusting in the bloodline of Jesus Christ? We've been made one with him. Well, that's what I kept putting my trust in. I'm showing you today how to activate the miraculous in your life in Jesus' name. And I declared that three times a day until on the Tuesday morning, as I said, my hubby was going off for a meeting. I really wanted to go to that business meeting, but I knew that I wasn't going to quite make it. But I took God at his word. He promised this strength into me. I'd been diligently declaring his word like medicine over my situation. I got into the bath, and as I lay in the bath, I began to worship. And the Lord came and met with me in such a powerful way. It was as though a tight, hot belt went from my back, the lower part of my back, where the pain had been so extensive and was only increasing, all around my waist. And as I lay there, it was so soothing. It was like that hot blanket that I'd love to lie and wrap around me, but even more so. And I just felt the peace and the presence of Jesus flood my life. And it, the only way I can describe it to you, you know, this time of year where you have inflatable snowmen or inflatable Father Christmases go outside, kids love them, hey? I'd been feeling so weak, so drained, so flat. But it was like I just began to float in this encounter that I experienced with God as he burst through eternity into my time. And after all of my suffering for those days, his healing touch came upon my body in such a special and a supernatural way that I felt like I was literally floating. And it was as though I felt I was infused, that just as you would fill up, you know, they would breathe into these Father Christmases and those snowmen, I just felt like this infusion of life and strength that I was just like lifted up. You can't go too high on the in the bath, can you? I just felt like I was literally floating as my eyes were closed, my hands were raised in worship for about 10 or 15 minutes. And all I can say is when I got out of that bath, my energy levels, my strength returned, my pain was completely gone, and I was totally healed and whole in Jesus' name. Many have since, obviously, they've diagnosed. I shared this with a friend this morning, a close friend of mine. She had a lot more detail. Some of the symptoms really were quite concerning. And she said, wow, you know, that was a kidney, totally a kidney infection that we know naturally. My hubby had looked up online, they only go with antibiotics. And if you allow them to carry on, they can go on to sepsis. And that would have been the better of a lot of the conditions. Never go online to read your conditions. I avoided it. But hey, if my hubby and the rest of them are going to go there, I've never had anything like that before. So it was my first experience with that. Well, whether it's a kidney infection, whatever it was, my Jesus touched me. My Jesus healed me. And that attack from the enemy was overthrown for God's own, because he gave the command from his throne. And at the right time, at the right moment, I was free. Don't give up. You could just be on the cusp of your miraculous victory. Hold on, child of God. Stay strong in his word. Get his promises for your life. And you're going to know only victory for your life in Jesus' name. I want to declare over you that promise of God in Daniel was so precious. Daniel 10, verse 18 to 19. That I looked it up in various translations, and I've got it written in various translations across this my Bible here. But from the message, it says, then the human-like figure touched me again and gave me strength. He said, don't be afraid, friend. Everything is going to be all right. Take courage. I sense the Holy Spirit say to me, take it by faith. Receive. The Lord's saying to you today, take fresh courage today. Take your health back today. Take your prosperity back today. Take everything the enemy has stolen from you today. Take it back in Jesus' mighty name. Take courage. Take it. Be strong. Just be it. Just be who God has called you to be. You're a child of the King. You have all authority. You are healed. You are whole. You are prosperous. You are mighty in Jesus' name. And it says, be strong. Just be it. Even as he spoke, courage surged up within me. I said, go ahead. Let my master speak. You've given me courage. In the Passion Translation, it says that the presence of God gripped me, basically, gripped me and imparted strength to me. That's what I just received, such an impartation, like that inflated. I was being inflated again. I was being poured in. The Spirit of God was renewing fullness. The scriptures say that we are to be continually being filled with the Spirit. Continually, the Lord wants us living in the fullness of his Holy Spirit, and the Lord wants to pour in today. The Lord will strengthen by the power of his might, by the power of his authoritative word. The Spirit gives life, and God's word is spirit and life, and God's releasing and he's imparting life into you once again today. Through this word, I really do believe in Jesus' mighty name. And I want to share with you a dream that the Lord gave me before we wrap this up today. And it's, I was just checking that on the time there, and I'm just going to reel through this very quickly. But it was a prophetic dream. I didn't understand it when I received it 3 or 4 years ago. But the power of the prophetic right now, we know we're coming into the year 2025. I prophesied before the year 5785. One of the meanings of that is the fivefold rising up. Five alive, the Holy Spirit said to me, in 2025, the Jewish year 5785 that we've already entered into. And that's the coming together of the apostolic, of the pastor, of the prophetic, of the teacher, and of the evangelist. All are needed for God's completion and perfection within the church. I've been bringing the word of the Lord as the Lord spoke to me, and I shared last week with you all that the prophetic has protected and covered the church up until now. It's time for the church to cover and protect the prophetic. From what I just experienced, I actually went through experientially what the Lord had been speaking through me prophetically. Thank God he is my covering. Thank God for the covering that we can come within, we can trust in him. And he literally raised me up. He literally strengthened me. And I'm just seeing how important it is now for the prophetic on the earth. For those with that prophetic calling, you must be within church. You must be within health. You must be within covering, within wholeness. You must be within, because that is the ordination that God has given for his covering and completion. And church, you must embrace the prophetic, because the embrace of the prophetic will protect and will cover it as the prophetic continues to be a voice and to protect and cover church in Jesus' mighty name. The dream that I had, and I love, for the first time this has happened, I was with one of my closest friends, an elder in our church, and an amazing minister of God's word today, sharing all of this with her, my miracle, and saying for the first time, because as my church will know, I will release what God shows prophetically. And through COVID, through different things we've been through, it's often been the prophetic out on a limb. But this time I realized the apostolic, the pastoral, our senior pastor, I just came within. He has given such a word and taken such a stand on life with this death bill, as the enemy seeks to bring the blanket of death over a nation, over nations, over families and over people's lives. I want to show you what the dream was that God gave me, and to release this to you prophetically today, because as I spoke with our pastor last week, he called me. It was on the 1 year anniversary of my mum's promotion to heaven. And as we were chatting, it was the very day that he'd been absolutely gutted and shocked that this, and I know it's a complex issue, but that this death bill had been given in the UK a pass to the next level and had been given assent. And I was then saying on the phone, hey, it's what we permit is permitted. We cannot, as God's voice, as God's ecclesia is called out once, his church on the earth, we cannot permit death. And we cannot permit that in any way, shape or form, because our God is all about life. And on Sunday, he stood up in church and gave such, he basically declared prophetically, live, live, and I'm speaking that out today, live life. That's what God has for our families, for us, for our health. Where the enemy's trying to bring a blanket of death upon your dreams, dead dreams, rise and live again. A blanket of death upon your finances. Your finances, I speak resurrection life into them again. A blanket of death over your health, whatever your condition, that's not your position. As our pastor declared, and I love that I'm coming in prophetically on the heels of that and saying, that's not your position. Your position is you are healed, you are whole. You do not need to carry and accept those conditions, as I was saying before, for your life. But Jesus, trust his timings. At the right time, the Lord will come and he will just stay in his word, stay in faith. When Christ returns, he said, will I find faith on the earth? Will he find faith on your sickbed? Will he find faith in that condition, or that you're putting your faith in your condition and accepting it as a life sentence rather than your position, that at any moment the Lord can come and deliver you and heal you? Keep your faith firmly in the Lord. Death to dreams. Death, the enemy's been trying to bring a blanket of death to freedom of voice, and death to, I even sense, wants to bring almost a death to freedom and people having dominion over their own lives, over their own businesses, through almost communism and that communistic mindset and view coming into nations. No, in Jesus' mighty name. So I had a dream all these years ago, and it was activated then in me after this conversation that I had last Friday with our senior pastor. I was reminded, I brought this dream prophetically 3 or 4 years ago when I had it, but I didn't know what it meant until after that conversation. And here was the dream. I know it was time, and the different prophetic voices at the time, as I prayed into it, we prayed into it, said and felt too, there will be a time you are to release it. And the time is now. I had a dream. I was in bed, sick, dying. I was just waiting and expecting to die any minute. The crazy thing was, others who were watching, waiting and expecting, they were just the same. There was a normalizing and an acceptance of death. It felt normal, as all were deceived and believed messages, the wrong messages. I woke with the words, pray against the spirit of death, destruction and deception. I saw it coming on people, our nation and nations like a blanket. May it be dissipated with the truth, exposure, divine revealing and unveiling in Jesus' name. I saw death descending like a blanket. It shook me to the core when I had this experience. A normalcy of death, a legitimizing of death. The Lord says, for the children of God, we go from life to life. We must only proclaim life. Death and deception is holding court and holding sway. I woke with the scripture, from Adam to Moses, death held sway. It was resounding strong in my spirit, but not any longer unless we as believers give it permission. We do not give death permission over our nation. We do not permit. We will stand against every death bill. We will stand against the spirit of death in every form that it takes. A spirit of death can come upon people by them accepting a life sentence. That is their condition, when their condition can be healed and made whole in Jesus' name. Their position is health, divine health. You will prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. That's the word of the Lord. How does your soul prosper? It prospers through complete confidence and trust in the finished work of the cross and the blood of Jesus. That's all I put my trust in when I was suffering this past week, and it was more than enough for me and for complete victory. So it'll be more than enough for you too, in Jesus' mighty name. So Romans 5:14 says, yet death held sway from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not themselves sinned, as Adam did. Adam was a type of the one who was to come. But in reverse, it says in the Amplified, Adam, the former, was destructive, but the latter, Jesus, was saving. So death held sway from Adam to Moses. What changed from Moses? We see that when Moses came, He was a picture of Jesus. He was a picture of the deliverer. He came to deliver the children of Israel out of bondage, out of Egypt, into the promised land. Jesus is our deliverer. He's delivered us out of sin, sickness, into our promised land and into kingdom living. We see there that with Moses, it was through Moses, the Lord instructed him and all the children of Israel to put the blood on the doorposts of their house. And when the spirit of death passed over, it passed them by and they were able to go free. For the first time, death no longer through Moses, from Adam to Moses, death held sway, but not when Moses came and the word of the Lord and in the right timing of God, death was brought under control. The blood of Jesus is a picture of the blood of Jesus that would ultimately be our protection. And that death, that last enemy, ultimately is swallowed up in victory. And as I've said many times, we'll only go from life to life. But our times are held in God's hands. I marched round the bedroom with a strong sense that all was under my feet. Our great God was on the throne, seated, undisturbed, unperturbed, ruling, reigning supreme. We are seated with him. The earth is his footstool and all is under his feet. We are the representation of God on the earth, therefore all is under our feet. We will trample on lions, adders and snakes, and nothing shall by any means harm us. It's time to carry on, to walk on. Destruction will come to the strategies and the plans of the enemy, but not us. Everywhere we put our foot down. We've been given the authority. We are the body of Christ on the earth. We're seated with him, ascended with him. The scriptures show us in heavenly places. The earth is his footstool. All is under Christ's feet. Therefore, all is under your feet and my feet. We must exercise the authority God has given us as his body, the body of Christ on the earth. Step out and you will step up in kingdom authority and release nations, the Lord said to me those 3 or 4 years ago, nations from death's evil sway. God longs for multitudes to come to him and be saved. I heard the command. Death, deception and destruction, destroy. Death, deception and destruction, destroy. Jesus destroyed death by his death on the cross. Destruction, the devil comes to steal, kill and to destroy. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and life in abundance. We accept the life of Christ, the divine exchange. Destruction we destroy with the life of Christ. And deception we destroy because Jesus is the way, the truth. We bring truth to bear. We bring his word to bear in situations and we must be his voice. The enemy has sought to bring a blanket of death to freedom of voice, freedom of choice over recent years. Well, we must be his voice that stands up strong. We will not be silent in Jesus' mighty name. Why? Because there is so much at stake. In Deuteronomy, we read, I believe it's in Deuteronomy, I set before you, God said, life and death, blessings and cursings. Choose life that you and your children may live. That gripped me. It's not about us just letting a bill go through. It's not about us just accepting death and that spirit of death and everything that pertains to life. God pertains to everything that is life and godliness and contentment and all that is good. We've got to be pertaining to that. We cannot accept anything that has any association or origins with death, whether it's a life sentence and a sickness on your life, do not accept it. Because why? We bring a curse and that curse can go on our children. I'd never seen it like that before until this week, that we must break those curses. We will choose life and then we choose life, not just for us. So many lives depend on what we do and on our stance and our putting our foot down, because it's for our children too. It's for, should the Lord tarry, future generations. Choose life that you and your descendants, you and your children may live. So we say no to this death bill. We say we, your church, do not accept it. We reject it in entirety. We overthrow it with the authority of the word of the Lord. And we plead the blood of Jesus, for life is in the blood. We pray for eyes to be open to this evil, wicked deception. And Lord, I take you at your word now. And with this word, I join with your apostolic voice, with your church. And I say, and we declare and we decree together, death, destruction, deception. You are destroyed in Jesus' name. That was the command of the Lord. Death, deception, destruction. Destroy. We do that. I'm doing that because it's like the sword of the Lord. The word of the Lord is going forth. As I'm prophetically declaring, we will destroy all that pertains to death, to deception, to destruction in our days. Over our families, over our health, over our lives, over our dreams, over just everything in your life, God wants to be filled and flooded with his life. Receive his word today and go free in Jesus' awesome and mighty name. I'm going to bring this to a close. Don't be intimidated, 3 John verse 2, in any way by your enemies. Don't let your condition intimidate you. Don't let your symptoms intimidate you. Momentarily, my symptoms intimidated and they scared me until I went to his word. I spoke his word medically. I prayed and I praised and I got the victory. And then I saw the healing manifest in my body. It wasn't immediately, but within that, I've shared with you the encounter that I had with Jesus, and I was completely set free. Miraculously, and I haven't felt as much energy. I'm just loving. I keep saying I haven't felt as well as this in such a long time. He's literally inflated me with his spirit, poured in fresh strength. And that's what I'm going to be praying and believing by faith you're going to receive today too. Do not be intimidated in any way by your enemies, whatever that is that you're facing. This will be a sign to them that they are being destroyed. Actually says that they are going to be destroyed in the New Living Translation, but that you are going to be saved even by God himself. And in that right timing, God came through. He broke that sickness, that dis-ease off me, and he set me free. And he will do the same for you in Jesus' mighty name. Times are in his hands. It says in Psalm 31 verse 15, that our times are in God's hands. That's why this death bill, we speak death to that death bill. We speak life to the death bill in Jesus' name. We speak life to that death bill in Jesus' name. For our times are in his hands. In Psalm 118, verse 17, it says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works and wonders of the Lord. So stop accepting a death sentence. Stop accepting, because that's what they are if you accept these sicknesses and diseases and ailments over your life, and start accepting your position that's above your condition, that you are healed, you are whole in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever you're going through today, you are prosperous. You will prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers in Jesus' mighty name. Shall we pray? We're going to do some kingdom business right now as we wrap this up. Father, I thank you for your word that's gone out today. Thank you, Lord, that we overcome together. We overcome by the word of our testimony, Lord, by the blood of Jesus. And Lord, we've testified to the power of your word. We've testified to your healing touch. We've testified to your life today. And Lord, we release through the blood of Jesus, through the victory of the cross, healing to every body today that is suffering, that is in pain, that is in need of your healing. I speak in Jesus' name, divine health. Be healed and whole as you receive the word of the Lord. I pray, Jesus, your healing hand would touch right now every life reaching out for your touch. And just as you touched me, pour in your strength. I speak strength to you today. I speak healing. I speak health. I speak wholeness. I speak deliverance in Jesus' mighty name for the glory of his name. God bless you today in every way. Till next time.